Welcome to Murondoy. Christmas will be wild this year. There's nothing that you can't do. So many things that you hold dear, make them all come true. Make your Christmas happen, make your list right now. Republic is all you need to make your Christmas wild.
Make your Christmas wild with Republic Bank, with $600,000 in cash prizes to be won. Take advantage of low rates, low or no down payments, same day approval, and much more.
Republic is all you need to make your Christmas wild.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here, our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with Expansion Anchor Bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When last we were in Murondoy, June advised Alexis to stop stressing about Malachi and control her blood pressure. She later suggested to Sunny that more support for pregnant women, including a comfortable space, be found for them. Peppa moved out, but not before she and Shelly had an argument. Later, Shelly discovered a newborn baby boy outside the house. She left to purchase things for the child, and Ignatius comforted the infant, noticing how much he resembled Ryan as a baby. As we return, Shelly and Ignatius are discussing the baby.
Obviously we didn't show, it's a little too graphic to show to anybody.
So tell me this slowly again, Ignatius. This baby might be your son. You had a relationship with this woman, and when she get pregnant, you and she discussed taking the child so me and you could raise the child since I can't make children. But you discovered the woman had other men, so a DNA test is needed.
I was dealing with her when me and you were going through the worries. I was still hurt that you mislead me to believe that you could give me a child. I knew I was wrong. But once she told me she was pregnant, I thought the child could be the child we couldn't have. You know how badly I want another child, babes.
So your solution is to just jump in bed and get another woman pregnant?
Look, that wasn't the plan. But once the woman told me she was pregnant, I had to do something.
And you actually thought that I would be okay with this, Ignatius?
I know it would take some convincing. But think about it, Shelley. It's an opportunity for you to be a mother to my child. It's the missing part of your marriage.
You think it's as simple and straightforward?
Yes. We got to do the DNA test, yes. But
You know what? I really don't know how some of y'all men this think. You really thought I would just accept this?
Babes.
Don't babes me. It's bad enough that you cheat on me with another woman and got her pregnant. But to think that I would just smile and accept this baby as me own? You really got to be a madman.
Look, I know it's going to take some time.
And what kind of woman would just sit down and give up she child just
so? Me and she discussed you legally adopting him. She will give up all her parental rights. She already has 4 children.
You know what? I need to get out of this house. I need to get out of this house before I say or do something I would regret.
Where are you going, Shelly?
Don't follow me.
But what's going to happen when the baby wake up? You know, I don't know nothing about taking care of a baby. Shelly! Shelly!
Divine baby, I'm really happy for you, man. Imagine me, girl, gonna be working for Exxon Mobil.
Exxon Mobil, babe. Not mobile, Mobil.
Mobil? What I hear everybody saying Mobil.
You know, some of us always pronouncing everything wrong.
Well, I gonna practice that. Exxon Mobil. Mobil.
Good. Now you know the right thing, you can say it properly.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm really, really happy you're getting this job.
Well, I still have to do the internal interviews. Have to meet with logistics and HR, supervisor, head of department. It's a process, Brian.
But you win though?
Well, so far so good.
Whoa, babe. I feel like I win the lotto. Imagine me, girl, gonna be walking right in the El Money.
I will have a job with ExxonMobil working for a salary. I don't know how much that gonna be yet.
Yeah, but I mean, gotta be something big, right?
Look, I'm sure the money is gonna be good, but that's not my main motivation for going for this job.
So?
I just have a passion. I mean, there's so many mixed views about ExxonMobil, babe. Some positive, some negative. Some people don't even understand what the company does. Others think we're getting robbed, not even realizing that we as a country had to convince oil companies to come and explore. You know, Guyana didn't even have to put any money into that exploration.
You serious? We had to convince the companies to come here?
Yeah, because remember, for a long time, even though we suspected we had oil, it's not until 2015 we made the first big find.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be able to make a difference in my country. And by working with Exxon, I can educate people around me. I won't only be building my career, but serving my country too.
Seen. So you could hook me up when you get in.
What do you mean, hook you up?
You know, well, I was planning to do a little mining business. But right now, I just up on a hole. But now that you're going to be working with Exxon Mobil, I would do anything, buddy. Work a little security. They could even carry me out on the ship.
It's not so simple.
How you mean? Use me, girl. You're going to have a job with them. You could put in a good word for
it
me.
It don't work like that. It's a process. You have to be qualified, properly trained. The people just vet you. You can't just walk off the street and get a job with ExxonMobil just like that.
Oh.
Matter of fact, in the initial hiring process, they don't even get involved. They have hiring agents who shortlist people.
Seen.
Yep. It's a really thorough process. But what do you really want to do with your life, babe?
Well, like I said, I was planning to go in the bush and work with this banner. But now seeing that we're getting this oil, you really think I want to fight up myself? Money gonna be flowing in this country, yo. I can get good.
Seriously?
Yeah, buddy.
So how you getting this money if you don't have a job?
How you mean? I's a Guyanese. I entitled.
You're joking, right?
How you mean if I joking? You gonna be in there working with the big ones. You gonna see that I set straight.
So you gonna be depending on me to look after you?
Well, I mean, you gonna show me how I getting the little money.
You can't be this foolish.
Babe,
you need to have a plan for your life. Guyana having oil is an opportunity for you to get up and do something. You can't just sit and expect oil money to fall in your lap. You know how many training opportunities they have? You can't just pick up and go and work on the Lease of Destiny just like that. And the only reason I am even being considered for this job is because I'm qualified. ExxonMobil is not a little sweetie shop where you could just go and work with no training, no qualifications, nothing. Come on, man.
All right, babes. Don't get vexed with me. I hear you.
But you listening to me? You have an opportunity to do something with your life, Brian. You already have 3 children. You need to put things in place for them.
Yeah. Me, you, they're gonna be alright, man. By the time they get big, the money gonna got all of we straight.
But Brian, what is your plan? Like I said, the oil money ain't gonna just fall in your hand just like that.
Babes, I can work something out.
You gonna go get qualified?
I was never the type to like studying too much, man. I already driving a car. I got a roof over my head. Me cheering the street cars. I just get the mothers wherever they need.
Is your mother sending hundreds of US for you every month? Your mother bought the car. This place is your family place. That is how you expect to live for the rest of your life?
Look, like I said, I was planning to go in the little mining business.
You have an opportunity now to qualify yourself so you can get a job in the oil industry. Guyana is still in the frontier stage. It means we're new to oil.
Oh.
Imagine yourself telling your grandchildren 40 years from now that you were working in oil when we first started.
Yeah.
Imagine telling them you were there when we got first oil. Babe, you have an opportunity to build a career. And ExxonMobil is not the only place to work in oil. They got other companies that are all connected to the oil industry. But if you were to get a job with ExxonMobil, you can have an opportunity to grow in the company. Just imagine it like this. You could start off as a simple security officer. And in a few years, once you show growth and dedication, you could be the supervisor.
I'm thinking, I might want to work on the vessel. Right with the action there, see? I want to see the oil when it coming out to the ground.
So what are you going to do about it?
I don't really know where to start.
You need to get yourself qualified first. Look, I can help you with the research so you could know where to start.
But if I see a job advertised for ExxonMobil, if I see a good job I think I could do, I can't still apply?
You could apply, yeah. But your chances of getting the job are much greater if you're qualified. Babe, I want you to be something. I want you to make your children proud.
You see? That's why I love you. You got my back.
So we got a plan?
Yeah, we got a plan. I just can't wait to celebrate with you when you finally sign the contract with ExxonMobil.
Yeah, we can have so much celebrating to do.
Well, we could start celebrate right now.
Since the you and the vibe, see you at home with my baby enjoying.
You think I bother with this man, Howard Horace? Howard?
Is something the matter, dear?
It's you dash these beef bones in this compost heap.
Aren't the beef bones organic? I made sure I clean all the meat off.
Howard, last week I told you what you can and cannot put in the compost heap. Like it go through one ear and out the other.
Patsy, don't speak to me with that sort of condescending tone. I am not your child.
Well, if you're behaving like a child, how am I supposed to talk to you, Howard?
You said organic materials could go in the heap. Beef bone is organic.
Sir, I specifically said meat products cannot go into the compost heap.
So now I am sir to you?
Howard Horace, they decompose, stink up the place, and the next thing you know is a set of rats, dogs, and all kind of creatures in the compost.
Well, the biggest rat is in this house.
Excuse me?
I'm tired of your nagging, Pats.
Well, yes.
And as far as I see, you are just doing this composting to compete with the likes of Dinah Boston. It is the wrong motivation.
So, because I plant him a little kitchen garden and make him my own compost means I'm competing with people? Is who you really think I am, man?
A vindictive, spiteful woman you appear to be sometimes.
Uh-uh.
Anyway, from this day forward, I will put nothing in your compost heap. I will feed it to the dogs.
You ain't gonna go on so ignorant. I give you a list of things not to put in the heap. I tell you, don't throw pastries, cakes, and stuff like that because they would attract insects and animals and pests. I tell you, no feces or manure.
Where would I find feces to put in the compost? Don't we have indoor toilet facilities?
I'm just running down the list to you so you can be informed.
And I don't care about this stuff.
I don't want you to forget. Don't throw beef bones, pesticides, oil, or dairy products in my compost.
You know what? I need some ear.
All I'm trying to do is little clean living. Is it too much to ask my soon-to-be husband to be supportive? Howard? Howard!
Hi, Shelley. You're back.
Yes, Ignatius.
He woke up and I followed the instructions to make the formula. Plus a change the answer. He gone back to sleep. Look, I'm sorry, baby. Like I said, I was with her when we were going through a rough time.
You don't have to explain yourself to me anymore. I understand what happened.
You're not mad.
Of course I'm upset. What kind of woman would want she husband to have a child with another woman?
Yeah.
But you can't change the past. And before we go any farther, the first thing you need to do is a DNA test. If this child is your own, we can decide how we move it forward. If not, then case closed.
Babes.
Don't talk to me anymore tonight, Ignatius. I go in and take a shower and go in my bed.
And the baby?
Well, you did a good job when I was out. So continue doing a good job tonight. Good night, Ignatius.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.